When we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. I can't think of anything I had rather do than know that I'm free from the power of sin. Can you? I don't want this beast. I don't do those kind of things. You know, when you get a hold of who you are in Christ, you'll stop lying. You'll stop cheating. You know, somebody say something about me, Thurman's a liar. I tell you, you can say anything you want to. If it's anything I don't do, I don't lie. You might have misinterpreted or misunderstood what I said, but I don't lie. I do not tell lies. I don't care what the circumstances is. I will not tell you a lie. I just don't do it. Yeah. Like I say, if you misunderstood something, and how many times somebody said something to you that you misunderstood it? Hey, it happens all the time, right? For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also share His new life. If you're going to share that new life, if Christ is alive in you, if you let Him do that, you're going to see His power through you. You're going to be able to witness to people. You're going to get people saved, healed, and delivered. And you're going to see Christ do awesome things through you. But for that to happen, you got to get out of the way. You got to die. Oh, and it's hard to die. That's like that time I was in a big business meeting. I went up to New York as a regional engineer, and we were going to buy a big company, and they had many buildings, and they sent me up there, and I met with CEOs, VPs, you know, all kinds of people. All of them were big boys. And when I was there, one of the men that was there, he knew me from before. He said, Thurman, will you tell all of these guys how you did that project over in Minneapolis, that you did that job in such a short period of time? So I told them how I did it in the name of Jesus. I give Him all the glory and praise. And then after I stood up, we were having lunch. There was at least 20 of these guys in the New York area. And I'm telling them about my Jesus and how He done this great thing for me. I said, now, is any of you guys in here know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Not one man said one thing. Not one acknowledged Jesus, nothing, not one. So they just went back to eating their meal. Nobody said a word. So I sat down and finished my meal. I got up and I walked out. One of them come running up beside me, way down the hall. He said, Thurman, I'm a Pentecostal myself. There was men, all kinds of men behind him. I turned around and I looked him right in the face. I said, you gutless wonder. That's exactly the way I felt. I said, if you ain't got enough guts there in front of them, all them other men to tell you're Jesus, I said, don't come talk to me about Him. Here you are, a VP or a CEO or whatever, and you're going to come tell me you're a Pentecostal. And when I ask who's a born-again, Spirit-filled Christian in this room, and none of you would hold your hand up, you bunch of gutless wonders. You guys don't know Jesus. You want to know why we don't see God do anything in this world? Because we're ashamed of Him. We're ashamed of the King. Hey, if you're ashamed of Him, He ain't going to do nothing for you. You know that? He expects you to acknowledge Him. If you refuse to acknowledge Me before man, I will not acknowledge you before My Father, which is in heaven. So one day I get there, and He said, who are you? I said, Thurman Scrivener. He said, Thurman Scrivener who? I don't know who you are. In the outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't want that, do you? No. Amazing. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also share His new life. Next. We are sure of this. We are sure of this. Not hope. We are sure of this because Christ rose from the dead and He will never die again. Death no longer has any power over Him. He died once to defeat sin. And now He lives for the glory of God. If He died once to defeat sin, is sin defeated? Yes. Then why do we let sin rule over us? Any of you in this room let sin rule over you? Sure. Maybe every one of us. There is times sin rules over us. Next couple of verses. So you should consider yourself dead to sin. You know how hard this is? So you should consider yourself dead to sin and able to live for the glory of God through Christ Jesus. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to its lustful desires. Isn't that something? Do not yield to sin. How easy is it to yield to sin? Oh, praise the King. Amen. Now see, here is a precious daughter of the King that has a body that she could use for the glory of God, and she's paying to kill it.
Was.
Praise God. Thank you for the correction. She was a daughter of the King, but did she consider herself dead to sin? No. So whenever that little thing whispered in her ear, oh, just have another cigarette. What did she do? She yielded to sin. She had another one. And when she used up the pack, she took her hard-earned money that she didn't have and went down and bought some more of them stupid things. And she's burning her lungs up. Had she died? No, but she was on the way of physical death. See, she didn't die to sin. But now she is, slowly but surely. She's dying to sin, right? You're working on it, right, girl? But you took that verse right there and got rid of that cigarette, right? Woo! Did you know that you'll be nicer when people are around you close? You won't be so offensive because you won't stink so bad? You'll smell better. Isn't that amazing that we as Christians, what we do to our physical bodies? Isn't that right? Hey, she finally realized her power over sin. That it had no power over her, and she kicked them things out, right? Glory to God. Now, so you should consider yourself dead to sin and able to live for the glory of God. When you've done that, you'd throw them things away, didn't you? Praise the King. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to its lustful desires. Oh, just have one more cigarette. Nope, no more. That's it, you devil of hell. You're out of here. In the name of Jesus, I'm learning some of the word now. I realize I don't have to do that, because if you'd listen to the sinful lust, then 10 or 20 years from now, you'd have come in here and said, Thurman, I need you to pray for me. I got lung cancer. And you're going to expect God to heal you of lung cancer after you've abused this body for 20 years and you paid to do it? He might not heal you. Isn't that us awesome? He just might not. Now then, he tells us in his word to do not give in to its lustful desires, right? So you finally got a hold of that, didn't you, girl? Praise the King. Next couple of verses. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness. Any part of your body. I want every one of you to think about this a minute. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness to be used for sinning. Instead, give your lives completely to God since you've been given new life. Now, I want you to think about a part of your body. Name me some part of your body that could be used as a tool of wickedness, and how could it be used? The tongue. There's a great one right there. The tongue. What can the tongue do, Kim? It can curse. It can lie. It can do all kinds of things, can it? You can use the tongue as a tool of wickedness. And somebody, you know, you've heard this old story. Well, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That come from the pit of hell, didn't it? Words is your worst enemy or your best friend. When you made that decision, you got rid of them cigarettes, didn't you, girl? Praise the King. I love it when I see a daughter or a son of God overcome the sin problem. I love seeing them get set free. Because you know what that means? That one day, as she gets rid of sin, one day she won't be in here saying, oh, Pastor, I need you to pray for me. I'm dying with cancer. You won't ever be there. See, the Lord will keep your body healthy. And that's where He wants it, right? Amen. And that's right. Stand on His Word. And slowly but surely say, Lord, I ask you to restore every cell that I messed up when I was stupid. Lord, now I'm getting smarter, and I'm going to walk with you, and I'm going to ask you to restore everything in there. See, I learned all these things the hard way myself. Of course, smoking wasn't one of my deals, but I have done a lot of other things. But praise God. Instead, give yourselves completely to God since you've been given a new life, and use your whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. Now, how much of your body are you supposed to use for the glory of God? All of it. So that means if you got a hand that's stealing, what do you say do with that hand if it's offending? Oh, my lands, cut it off. Surely Jesus couldn't be that cruel, Tom. That's what he said, isn't it? Cut it off. It'd be better to enter heaven without a hand than to not enter it at all. Is that what he said? Woo! So, see, we don't take the Bible literally, do we? We just don't do this. And use your whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. Now, we're supposed to be taking this body and going out and using it to bring glory and honor to God, right? Is that what we're supposed to be doing? Absolutely. Sin, now look at this. Sin is no longer your master. Now, isn't that good news? Jesus paid the price, so sin is no longer your master, for you're no longer subject to the law. You're not subject to the law, which enslaves you to sin. Instead, you're free by God's grace. Now then, let's see what these next two verses say. This is extremely important. So since God's grace has set us free from the law. Now, are we free from the law? We're supposed to be. So since God's grace has set us free from the law, does this mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Because look what he says. Don't you realize that whatever you choose to obey as Christians becomes your master? Whatever you choose, he's talking to Christians. I added a word there, but he's talking to Christians. Is that right? So, don't you realize that whatever you choose as Christians to obey becomes your master? Then he says you can choose sin. Now, as a Christian, can you resurrect this beast and still choose sin? Sure you can. But if you do that, what does it say are the results? It leads to death. And you know, before death comes, what usually comes pre-sickness and disease. Is that right, Eldon? Sickness and disease is what brings forth death. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like pain. And usually pain comes with sickness and disease. Is that right? And every time one of us does come down with some little something or whatever, if it gets very bad and the pain's very bad, you think, oh, Lord. I mean, I think about Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth, he has just learning how to walk in faith, just barely. He was in probably 45, 50 years old. And he was learning how to get a few people healed.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.